14 Russian Tsars. Narration, Katie Haig. Alexander I, Emperor of Russia. Alexander I, 1777 to 1825, Emperor of Russia, son of the Grand Duke Paul Petrovich, afterwards Paul I, and Maria Fedorovna, daughter of Frederick Eugene of Württemberg, was born on the 28th of December, 1777. The strange contradictions of his character make Alexander one of the most interesting, as he is one of the most important figures in the history of the 19th century. Autocrat and Jacobin, man of the world and mystic, he was, to his contemporaries, a riddle which each read according to his own temperament. Napoleon thought him a shifty Byzantine and called him the Talma of the North, as ready to play any conspicuous part. To Metternich, he was a madman to be humoured. Castlereagh, writing of him to Lord Liverpool, gives him credit for grand qualities, but adds that he is suspicious and undecided. His complex nature was, in truth, the outcome of the complex character of his early environment and education. Reared in the free-thinking atmosphere of the court of Catherine II, he had imbibed from his Swiss tutor, Frédéric César de la Harpe, the principles of Rousseau's Gospel of Humanity, from his military governor, General Soltikov, the traditions of Russian autocracy, while his father had inspired him with his own passion of military parade and taught him to combine a theoretical love of mankind with a practical contempt for men. These contradictory tendencies remained with him through life, revealed in the fluctuations of his policy and influencing him through the fate of the world. Another element in his character discovered itself when in 1801 he mounted the throne over the body of his murdered father. A mystic melancholy liable at any moment to issue an extravagant action. At first, indeed, this exercised but little influence on the emperor's life. Young, emotional, impressionable, well-meaning and egotistic, Alexander displayed from the first an intention of playing a great part on the world stage and plunged with all the ardour of youth into the task of realising his political ideals. While retaining for a time the old ministers who had served and overthrown the Emperor Paul, one of the first acts of his reign was to appoint a secret committee, called ironically the Comité du Salut Public, consisting of young and enthusiastic friends of his own, Viktor Gavovich Koshube, Nikolai Nikolaevich Novoltsitov, Paul Alexandrovich Stroganov, and Adam Czartoryski, to draw up a scheme of internal reform. Their aims, inspired by their admiration for English institutions, were far in advance of the possibilities of the time. And, even after they had been raised to regular ministerial positions, little of their programme could be realised.